Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Pope heads home Sunday afternoon. The 88-year-old has been in the hospital for almost 40 days. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome and says he'll still need to rest per doctor's orders.
He will require 2 months of rest and convalescence. He will continue to be treated at the Vatican. The Pope is said to be happy to return to Santa Marta and plans to return to work while continuing his recovery.
At his first town hall in Rochester, Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz faced a packed room of frustrated voters over what's happening in Washington. KIMT-TV's Maureen Dudley was there.
From healthcare to veterans' rights, many attendees voiced their frustrations over the actions coming from Washington, with some even questioning the representation at the federal level.
And the future of our country is at stake here.
I think all parties are just fed up with what is going on, and we're using our voices.
For his part, Walz assured the crowd his commitment to push back against federal overreach. CBS News Miami's Chelsea Jones has more on wildfires in the Miami area that have scorched thousands of acres since Tuesday.
Firefighters making progress as the brush fire battle in South Miami-Dade enters its fifth day. The blaze burning nearly 27,000 acres. US 1 and Card Sound Road now reopened after days of intermittent closures. But officials warn we are not in the clear just yet. The brush fire hasn't damaged any structures, but it's been affecting the commute in and out of the Keys.
Meantime, wildfires in North Carolina have forced an evacuation in Polk County as emergency crews work to bring the flames under control in an area of the state still recovering from Hurricane Helene. It was FEMA that traveled to North Carolina after that hurricane. Now the federal agency is the latest place facing Trump administration cuts. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
The decision impacts thousands of FEMA's core employees, tasked with delivering disaster assistance before and after hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and other federally declared emergencies. Notably, the first responders are uniquely funded through the Disaster Relief Fund, which allows them to operate when disaster strikes through government shutdowns.
Look up. The northern lights are visible again in some parts of the U.S. in the overnight hours. Mike Narlock is with the Cranbrook Institute of Science in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
We're entering into a more active part of the cycle. So my guess is for the next 12 months or so, maybe 18, 24 months, we're going to see elevated activity.
The best views are expected in Alaska and possibly in places like Idaho and Montana. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Hour number two of Max Inc. Radio on your Saturday night rocker. I am so excited about going to the arcade.
Oh, yeah, man. I love Robotron. I used to be able to play like for hours just on one quarter.
Oh, good.
I grew up on all those games. Asteroid, Joust, like he said.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Brad would be like, come on, put a couple more tokens in there, Rocket. Yeah. Don't just be using one token now.
He's the pusher.
Yeah. So who's coming up this hour, Rocker?
Oh, Rob.
I'll tell you, this hour, Lazy Oaf Lounge is our sponsor. Great food and beverage, live music, and you can watch the big game on those big screens.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Right. See them online also at LazyOafLounge.com.
Thanks, Rob. Brad Van, he was just in here from Aftershock Classic Arcade. Next, we have Nathan Rells. He's from Maestranza. It's a new Madison band. We're going to hear all about that. I think he's bringing in his sax player, too.
Oh!
Lo Marie, she is in the mini lair. She's going to be performing and talking about a respect show and a whole bunch of things. Did you know she's in a band called Furious Bongos?
I had no idea. Do you think she'll bring a bongo?
I hope so.
If she only brings one bongo, is it furious or do you need two bongos? We'll write that down for later.
That's a valid question.
Yeah, it is.
And Jimmy Vaguely. The Jimmys are playing the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary. Our Terry Barr catches up with Jimmy Vaguely. Find out all what's going on with them and a little bit about Mama Cares, too. And Max Inc. After Hours. Tonight, it's Jimmy K. doing Wisconsin Americana, country, bluegrass, folk, and both regional and national artists that are coming through Wisconsin.
I get to go to sleep. Jimmy gets the late shift. Let's do Hot Like Mars. We'll kick off with a double dip.
Why? Who are these guys? I was wondering. Jimmy said you know.
Oh, yeah. They're from Milwaukee. Yeah, they're doing a thing in Milwaukee. Also in Appleton. We'll tell you all about it on the other side.
All right.
Let's hear two of them. One is one of my favorites, and then other one is brand new music. Mm-hmm. So we'll do two in a row. It's our double dip right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hot Like Mars right here on Max Inc. Radio. You can see him live doing stuff in Milwaukee. That's going to be happening really soon. 4-4. Appleton at the Beer Factory on 418. Eagle, Wisconsin. Feed Your Head Fest. That's where Rocker, they're going to be doing stuff in Eagle, Wisconsin. 531 Moondance Fest also. Also, don't forget about People Fest. They're one of the they're on that list for People Fest, too. There's a lot of artists on People Fest. I want to say they're up there, you know, as they get a little bigger.
I haven't seen their lineup yet.
Oh, my gosh. It's like
huge.
This big. Well, you can't see because you don't have it, but it's that big. That's also the same size of the fish I caught when I was ice. It was about that big. Yeah.
Huge.
Huge. Tonight's local stuff is brought to you by Loxley Live Music Venue. Live Music, it has a new home here in Madison in Fitchburg on Verona Road. See their full schedule at Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. And super, super amazing venue for weddings, Rocker. Also got to, you know, tour that.
And Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets is playing a show coming up.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
At the Loxley.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. We're making local music connections in our heads and on the radio. I love when we do that.
I know that they're looking for bands to book. So if your band is, you know, interested in playing a show, they have a great room.
Yes. The whole
give Rachel
venue
a call over at the Loxley.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Next up, Rocker. What do we have? We're going to do a little interviewing after the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Rev Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys.
Yeah, let's play that.
I was just talking to Westside Andy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're still, you know, touring strong.
Yes.
Westside Andy's, you know, legend
yes.
on harmonica here from Madison. But yep. Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys, they're kind of a Milwaukee band. They tour around a lot.
Yeah. Burr Oak, 5'8". Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can see them on Prairie du Sac on, in May. So they'll be up there, too. So we'll do a little bluesy twofer. We'll do Reverend Raven and then the Altar 5 Blues Band. It's going to be a good little block. We're going to do it right now.
Hit it.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Let's make a thunder, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a hand for the Reverend Workers All Eyes for you? Now listen. Melody.
is kicking in my soul. Yelling mew, mew, mew is kicking in my soul. Every day I'm self kicking.
Thank you.
Ultra 5 Blues Band on Magsig Radio. They're going to be up at the Silver Dome Ballroom on 517. Rocker, have you ever been up to the Silver Bowl, the Silver Dome Ballroom? I have not. Rocker was talking to our next guest, and I caught him by surprise. He's in there, and he's like, "What are you talking to me, Rob? What's going on?"
Yeah, they're like pointing at me. They're like, "Rob's talking to me."
Sorry,
what do you mean?
What's going on? No, I was asking, Ultra 5's Blues Band's next gig is at the Silver Dome Ballroom on 517. I've never been up there, but I was looking at pictures of it. And I was like, holy cow.
I've never been there either.
We got to go.
That'd be fun.
It looks crazy. It looks like it's been around forever. Anyway, this hour of music is brought to you by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Road inside the Northgate Mall. Pet kitten adoption. That's my favorite part. There's kittens just rolling around the store. Organic pet food, grooming, and much, much more. Noah's Ark Pet Store right here in Madison. Also, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. For a full menu and upcoming events, go to fullmilebeercompany.com. Now, after the break, we're going to play some Adam Testify. Then we're going to go to break. And then when we come back, we've got some brand new music. Right, Rocker?
That's right, from Maestranza. Nathan Rells, he's in here with sax player Zach Ramirez, and we'll be talking to them about this brand new Madison band.
Did he bring the special sax?
Yes.
Yes. All right, great. We're going to do Adam Testify right now, and then brand new music. We're going to spread it all over Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio.
Not sure that we can call this love, but I know this from first sight. I wanna give you a hug, girl. Maybe fuck on the first night. Me and you, eye gazing. Damn, your eyes so amazing. Picture us still in the show. Walking in the front door. Dancing in sand under moonlight. Keeping you close because it feels right. I'm holding your hand because it feels right. I'm keeping you close because we're just mine. Take a chance of romance. We're doing this because we can. Let's take this chance of romance. I can't help it, girl, until I see you again. 'Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. I wanna see your body naked, girl, bathing by the ocean sun. I love the way you shake it, girl. No mistaking that you're the one. 2, 3, 4, 4. Sophisticated, and I adore. Don't have to, but I give you more. Don't have to, but I want it now. Ooh, girl, the way you put it down. Ooh, girl, the way you make me, make you, make you, make you, make you, make me smile. 'Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it, I can't help it. Until I see you again. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl.
again, girl. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, till I see you, till I see you, till I see you again.
Adam Testify Band CD Release Party 4-3 at the Burr Oak. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio, you're listening to brand new stuff, never heard before stuff, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, I see everybody in there just bobbing their heads.
Yeah, man. Is that cool or what?
It is.
It's Maestranza, and that is Fish Guts. Maestranza is the new Madison band that plays a unique blend of covers and originals in the jazz fusion style. The band has just released an EP called Fish Guts. And we were just listening to the title track. Guitarist Nathan Rells and his sax player, Zach Ramirez, are here to tell us about the new band and upcoming shows. Nathan, Zach, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Rocker.
Maestranza is a bullfighting term. And tell us about how your band started. What's the backstory and how is it related to the Spanish sport?
I did not actually know it was a bullfighting term. That's not where we got it from.
Really?
Really. I started the band with a guy named Austin Bond back before the pandemic.
Does he have a brother named James?
No.
Okay.
He got that a lot back in the day. And Austin, actually, for those listeners in Fitchburg, vote Austin Bond for Fitchburg City Council on April 1st.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. That's like a dual plug there. It's a triple plug.
It is.
No, it's fine.
So he's running.
It is.
Okay.
He's running.
Yep.
And he'll do a very good job.
Okay.
There you go. Endorsed.
Yep. Austin is a bass player, and he's actually the one that came up with the name, and he got it from a cooking show.
A cooking show?
Yeah.
Stranza.
The way he heard it was that it was like a rotating brigade of assistant chefs.
Oh, they're like my Stranza.
Kind of like bullfighters.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
very much so, yeah. Especially if you read Anthony Bourdain's book.
All yes.
Right. But yeah, Austin used to be a kitchen rat, I guess is the term, for a kind of an assistant chef. He worked in a couple of restaurants, and then he came back to Madison.
Now, who's on drums? Give the drummer some.
Yeah.
The original drummer was a guy named Tim Russell.
He didn't become the bassist then, right?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking because that happens a lot.
No, and then Maggie Cousin was our original saxophone player.
Okay. How long has this band been together now?
I want to say it's been since like 2017, 2018.
All right.
Oh, wow. So yeah. It's not so new.
Not super new. We had the pandemic kind of shut us down.
Mm-hmm. Yep, slowed everybody down, yeah.
And we've had a number of lineup changes over the years. The current drummer and audio engineer is Will Bailey. Will had one practice with us before the pandemic, and then he came back when it was all over like nothing had happened.
Nice.
So he's been great.
Well, there's some great bass and drums on the song we just heard.
Our current bass player, Austin, stepped down a couple years ago, and I'd already been talking to Aaron a little bit. Aaron Metz is our current bass player.
Oh, okay.
So when Austin had to step down, Aaron was a natural fit to take his place. I'm the face of the band. I have done the writing and arranging and the booking, but Aaron is really the details guy of the band.
Nice.
And then when Maggie stepped down, Zach was here, and he stepped in very, very nicely.
Zach.
We've been playing together now for about 3 years.
Nice.
It's going really great.
What's your story?
So I grew up in Milwaukee, going to public school. Got a really great music education out of that back when that was still a thing.
Oh, yeah. You know? You think the education department is good for something, huh?
Yeah. I've been playing saxophone since fourth grade. I actually studied jazz saxophone at UW. And I also do a little bit of rapping, picked that up in my public school education as well.
Brighter Days.
Yeah, I do solo stuff as Brighter Days, currently working on an EP that I'm hoping to have out sometime this year.
Oh, great.
And I rap a little bit with my Stranza as well, and you'll hear that on the next song too.
Oh, perfect. And now my Stranza has just released a 3-song EP called Fish Guts. Tell us about the recording and where we can find it online.
You can find it on Bandcamp, mystranza.bandcamp.com.
And that's spelled, just for our listeners who are maybe wondering, MAESTRANZA.
That's right.
Maestranza.
That is right.
And so we can get this on Bandcamp. Now, it kind of has a funny spelling. So it's like fish, kind of like the band, P-H-I-S-H, and guts with a Z.
That's just to be weird.
Just to be weird.
Yeah,
I love it.
Why not?
The title track is just kind of a joke on everybody's favorite jam band, Fish.
Yeah.
And I took one of their songs. It's called Tweezer.
Yeah.
It's one of their most famous songs. And I tweaked the chords a little bit to make them sound really weird.
Weirder than fish?
Yeah.
Maestranza is playing this Friday, March 28th at the Red Rooster in Madison, and May 29th at the Up North Bar. To keep up with Maestranza, head to Bandcamp. And guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here. And Rocker, let me say, it's great to see you.
Oh, thanks.
I know you've been dealing with some medical issues lately.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to see that you're up and about and back on the radio.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, Nathan. We have Nathan Rells here and Zach Ramirez from the band Maestranza. You just put out your latest album, Fish Guts, and we're going to hear one more song. It's called El Gran Maestro. Tell us about this song before we listen.
Well, I originally wrote this song about a decade ago, I think it's been. It's been that long.
Wow.
I wrote it when I was trying to make electronic music. And we were blessed in Madison with the presence of Juan de Marcos Gonzalez. He did a residency at the University of Wisconsin. And he actually rented a house right around the corner from me. So I got to see him around the neighborhood and stuff.
Wow.
And he was such a nice guy. And I went to his lectures whenever I could. Mm. And he was such a great teacher that I had to do something for him. So, you know, you'll hear it's mainly got an Afro-Cuban thing to it. You'll hear some classical music because he has two daughters who are both classical musicians.
Mm. Okay.
And then when I met Zach, I thought it's got kind of a hip-hop thing to it, too. So Zach wrote some lyrics inspired by his teacher, the late, great Les Thimig.
Mm.
And Les, you probably know, was the saxophone teacher at UW for 50 years.
Wow.
And he unfortunately just passed away last year. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, Les Thimig.
Rest in peace, Les.
Nice. So we get to see a little tribute to him.
Yes. So you get a dedication to two people.
Hmm. Very good. All right. Well, let's take a listen. This is Maestranza. This is El Gran Maestro. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To your soul, pull out your full potential and unleash all that you know. They're not judgmental, don't preach status quo, just influential for your mental so your mind is never full. You got the hunger, so feed your head, cause you're not getting any younger. Don't be misled. If you make your mind a bunker, it'll only breed dread. So don't stumble on your blunders, cause we all bleed red and we'll all be dead. Don't mean to burst your bubble, but they're trying to keep you under. It's an everyday struggle, so try to keep your wonder and get into good trouble, for the world is torn asunder and the buildings all buckle and you're buried beneath the rubble. And you're wishing for some help. You're stuck beneath the surface like you're tangled in the kelp. You're struggling for air, but you're strangling yourself. Like you kicked away the chair, now you're hanging from a belt. You can't do it all, you're bound to fall and self-destruct. So don't press your luck. Need to pass the ball, don't pass the buck. Gotta call on your cabal to get unstuck. So quit your hiding, obey your abidance, and seek out a little guidance, someone you can confide in. Don't die in silence, take solace in the science of reliance. Cause it don't have to mean compliance. A teacher is a guide that can lead you through it, but they can't decide. You need to do it. They can show you the path, it's up to you to pursue it. Cause you can't learn math if you just say screw it. It's a matter of your point of view. So cut the chatter, let the noise subdue. Just look in the mirror for the answer to who. And it becomes clearer that the teacher is you.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Page 22 from my gazetteer. About all he had to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. I like the February. Just like the sky, up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride. An army jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching to town, world spinning round, still coming down. A ride and a smoke. When it went up and made it, ain't no joke. We gonna do that Kennebec stroll. Yeah, we gonna watch him roll, roll, roll. Oh, he's hitching the town. World's spinning round. He's coming. Took my hand, said, I don't know if you're a God-fearing man, but you'll be blessed one of these days. That's what he said. Only turned around, walked away. With page 22 from my gazetteer, about all he had to get there from here. Thumb in the air. February winds on the main highway. Oh, he's hitching to town. He's coming down. He's covering ground. Hearing those Acadian sounds. Scout, he getting bound. Oh, he's hitching to town. He's covering ground. Hey, look at him.
Trip on Max and Gritty.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, gotta be good. Gotta be good. Oh,
Now, Rocker, Road Trip is playing so many different places.
All over Wisconsin.
All over Wisconsin. We're going to do a couple of them. You know, they're going to be in Appleton on the 22nd of March. Then on the 29th, they're going to be at the Junkyard in Wisconsin Rapids. April 5th in Beaver Dam. On the 12th at the Boulevard.
Yeah, right here in Madison.
Right here in Madison. And then up in back to Appleton. They must have a van. They just go back and forth. Back in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yep. April 24th. But that is not even justice. You go to roadtripband.com and go to their tour, and it just keeps going. This summer for them is going to be nonstop.
But wait. April 24th, yeah. You said they're in Green Bay.
Yes.
But guess what they're playing?
Oh, what are they playing in Green Bay?
They're playing the NFL draft.
Holy
They're playing
cow.
At the Great North Commons. That's just like steps from Lambeau Field.
That's huge.
And, you know, Road Trip has been around for more than 3 decades now.
Crazy.
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. They're from Oshkosh.
Oh, they're so good. And that's why I love Max Inc. Radio. We're not just Madison. We're reaching out. The tentacles
that's right.
are going. And speaking of going... we're going to play some Peppers and Pineapples, who I just ran into because work is playing with them out at Falcon's Tavern out in Milwaukee somewhere.
So, the Falcon Bowl.
The Falcon Bowl. There you go. And that's where I found this next band we're going to play on Max Inc. Radio. Connecting you to the local music that's happening in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
While you sleep, he's got yellow crooked teeth and a social class beneath a once convicted felon, yes, a burglar, a thief. But he's turned that around, he's not going back to that. Picked himself off the ground, not back, that's a fact. Put a guitar in his hand, give a beat to this man, and now this Ricky Pete has got himself a new band. What? Chapter of Ricky Pete's newfound life. But one day they played for this big corporate man. They lit up the stage, cut a deal with this man, and now they're selling out all the venues allowed. Now let me hear you screaming from the back of the crowd. What? Slow, yes, the bass shakes the place. So if you're in the back or if you're in the front, let me hear you scream it loud.
Horse and Pineapples on Max Inc. Radio. They're with Work, Spare Chain Trio. There we go. The Falcon in Milwaukee. More information is out there on MaxIncRadio.com. Stay tuned. Lo Marie is next in a mini lair on Max Inc. Radio.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. After firing more than 200 probationary workers from the nation's federal disaster relief agency, the Trump administration has taken its first step to dismantle FEMA altogether. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In an email labeled hiring update obtained by CBS News, FEMA informed employees of a new hiring process, overhauling contract renewals for more than two-thirds of the agency's workforce. The decision has created fears that the new process will effectively gut the majority of FEMA's workforce over the next 2 to 4 years by forcing employees to reapply for their jobs.
A burn ban is in effect for parts of North Carolina as wildfires spread under critical fire weather. It's not just there. There are also fires spreading in the Miami area. CBS Miami reporter Steve Maggiore is in Florida City, just north of the Florida Keys.
Helicopter crew.